Hey everyone, welcome to the Business Alabama podcast from Business Alabama Magazine. I'm Alec Harvey, executive editor of Business Alabama Magazine, and my guest today is Sarah Beth Wilcox, vice president and division manager for Brasfield & Gorrie. On this episode, Sarah Beth, who is based in Huntsville, talks about growth in North Alabama and some of the construction work that Brasfield & Gorrie is doing there. Please join me as I talk to Sarah Beth Wilcox on the Business Alabama podcast. Sarah Beth Wilcox, thanks for joining me today on the Business Alabama podcast.
Yeah, thanks so much, Alec, for having me.
Can we start with you just telling me about yourself leading up to Brasfield & Gorrie, maybe, and because we're going to talk a lot about Brasfield & Gorrie, but can you tell me where you grew up and went to college and all of that good stuff?
Yes, I can. So I grew up in Florence, Alabama, and had growing up had a really strong interest in architecture and ended up at Auburn for their architecture program after coming from a really long line of Alabama attendees and graduates and just fans in general. So I was the black sheep and went to Auburn for the architecture program and started out in that, spent about a year and a half in that program before I was cut from that program. And in architecture, they tell you the first day, look to your right and look to your left. One of you is not going to be here, you know, in another semester or another year. And so that certainly was the case for me. So that was a real blow after really feeling like, gosh, architecture was my passion. That's what I wanted to practice in life and so, or practice as a career. And my professors at Auburn recommended, hey, you should try. When I got cut from the program, they said, hey, you should go and try the interior design school. They've got a great program, and they absolutely do. And I would have loved it, but I felt like, hey, did you just tell the guys who were in your office who got cut from architecture, did you tell them to go to interior design? And I knew, of course, what the answer was. And so I decided to go into what is called at Auburn, is building science. Other universities who have the program sometimes call it construction management. So I went to a building science class and immediately knew I was in the right place. It did not take a couple weeks, maybe not even that long, that of being in the introduction to building science that I was like, okay, this is absolutely where I should have been all along. And it felt good to really find my place. And that program, I can't say enough about Auburn's, their whole school of architecture, design, and construction, specifically the building science program. That what the professors poured into me there really set the stage for me to come out of college and be successful. And so came out of Auburn, was had done an internship in Florida at that point for a company down there, wanted to stay a little bit closer to home within a few hours, and so came to work in commercial construction for a large general contractor out of Nashville, Tennessee. And so I started there, and then it was about 10 years later when I came to Brasfield & Gorrie. A lot of folks at Brasfield & Gorrie started here, interned or co-opted here and have been here ever since. So I was a little bit of a unique industry hire about 11 years ago at Brasfield & Gorrie.
And is there a story to your arrival at Brasfield & Gorrie? Why Brasfield & Gorrie and why then?
Well, I was going to make a change job-wise, and I had some friends at Brasfield & Gorrie, and they said, just come talk to us for the day. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to go. I was pretty adamant about being back in the Nashville area. I had loved my time there, and I wanted to be at least close to Nashville, Tennessee. And so my friends at Brasfield & Gorrie said, just come talk to us. And I ended up coming to, they had a Nashville office, but most of the folks I knew at Brasfield & Gorrie were in Birmingham. And they said, spend the day with us. I said, okay, but I don't think you're going to get very far. Well, I spent the day at Brasfield & Gorrie in Birmingham and talked to a lot of folks. And I was ready to come on board after that. It was really hard to explain why I felt that way, but I could just tell there was something different about Brasfield & Gorrie, and there was something really special about the folks that worked there, and it was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
And did you start in Birmingham?
Well, I started working out of the Birmingham office, but went straight to Auburn, actually, to work on some projects there. They said, hey, we're going to send you to a job site down there. You're going to be working on the small animal hospital, which was about a $60 million job at the time for the vet school. And they told me, hey, there's a really great team down there. You're going to love it. And so sure enough, I'm still very, very close with somebody that I worked out of that job site trailer with. Actually, several of those folks I still talk to on a regular basis. So it was an awesome team, an awesome introduction to Brasfield & Gorrie. And I stayed down in Auburn for about 3 years working on two different projects down there.
And you're now in Huntsville. Can you lead me through what you did for Brasfield and Gorey and how you ended up in Huntsville?
Yes, absolutely. So after my projects in Auburn, I worked in Mobile a little bit for continuing with Brasfield and Gorey, of course, and then came back to Birmingham and worked on several projects there. And then about 2 years ago, got the opportunity of, you know, we have had a Huntsville office. I know you and I'll talk some more about our history in Huntsville with Brasfield and Gorey, but we've had a Huntsville office for many years and have had some great projects up here and knew that this was a growth market. And so I had got the opportunity got presented to me about 2 years ago. Are you interested in going back to North Alabama and working in Huntsville? And I said, absolutely. After going home to my husband and saying, hey, this is not what we were expecting, but how do you feel about moving to Huntsville? And he said, I've never been to Huntsville. And so I said, well, great, we need to go up there. And so it was a really easy sell after a visit up here to talk my husband into moving. Our son at the time was, I think, 3 years old. So it's a great time in his life. He obviously was not well established yet in kids sports and friends and that sort of thing. So it was a great time for us to make that transition.
Well, you took the words right out of my next question. Huntsville is a growing market. Does that mean that y'all are growing there too? I mean, you've had the office there for a while, but
yeah.
But is business growing for Brasfield and Gorey also up there?
Yeah, absolutely. It is just, I get really excited and passionate when I talk about it because it has been so fun to be a part of such an exciting market. But yes, so we've been working in Huntsville, gosh, since the 1970s. And so we've been working here a long time. We did some work early. Our first projects in Huntsville were the water treatment facility here, as well as in addition to Huntsville Hospital. And so From the 70s through the early 2000s, we had several great projects here. They ranged in diversity. I mean, water treatment plant, hospital, and another commercial office building that we did right in downtown. You couldn't be more diverse in your projects. And so we opened an office here in 2013, and the growth has just continued. We've done about 150 projects total in Huntsville, and they total about $1.6 billion in revenue that we've done here over all those years I just talked about. So have had a great history here. But yeah, so back to your original question of, yeah, the market is growing and we see a lot of potential. We already had a group of folks here who have been living here, obviously, since our office was open. And they had done a ton of great work of establishing relationships, understanding the market here. And so it just felt like a natural stepping stone as Huntsville has grown. There's so many different components of it too. And the ability of that Brasfield and Gorey has to do different types of work really works well in this market where we will have a multifamily project going on while we're building a commercial office building, while we're building the federal courthouse. And so it's really neat to see all the different areas or different markets we're touching just in this geographic region.
You again, you're jumping me on my question.
I'm so here. Sorry. No, okay.
That's great. That just means the flow is right here.
Okay, good.
So you mentioned a few of the projects already. Can you tell me some of the other projects that you all are working up on, and not only in Huntsville, but I guess you're in the entire North Alabama area?
Yeah, that's right. So a couple jobs that we've got going on right now, the federal courthouse in downtown Huntsville is a really exciting project that we have going on. It's so exciting just to watch that one as they have just topped out the steel. So that just means they've gotten to the highest point of the building. Some other jobs we've got going on right now is a project for Discovery Life Sciences. They are a group that is, the building is out at the Hudson Alpha campus. We have done two other buildings at Hudson Alpha, and we're really excited to be able to continue the program out there. Additionally, we are working on a multifamily 350-unit apartment complex over on Pratt Avenue, close to downtown. That's the historic Five Points area. And so we have that underway as well. And then we have several other jobs for clients, like we've just finished one for Bront Bank in Athens. We finished up Pinnacle Bank in downtown Huntsville last year. And then the Alabama School of Cyber Technology was a job we also finished up in 2022 that is just a real exciting thing, not only for Huntsville, but for all of Alabama.
I'm not going to ask you to name names or name cities, but I'm sure you have worked in markets or heard of markets that had economic development groups that didn't work well together. And I do not think that's the case in Huntsville. And I ask this question because I understand that all these groups work really well together in Huntsville. Can you talk a little bit about the collaboration going on up there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. I could spend a whole podcast talking about this. It is so fun to be part of a municipality that is everybody's headed in the same direction. There is so much momentum. And what Mayor Battle and Shane Davis, the leaders of Huntsville, along with the Huntsville Chamber, it's like I've described it as the Titanic. It's like, you know, in some municipalities, it feels like you're turning the Titanic, and it makes you want to give up. But in Huntsville, the ship is headed in the right direction. You've just got to get on board. There is so much momentum. Certainly there are disagreements. Certainly not everybody thinks the same way. But to see the community, I mean, from the residents to the businesses to the various parts of the government, all the different municipalities working together, especially City of Madison and City of Huntsville and how they work so well together, it's pretty incredible. And it only makes you that much more excited about the area. And you realize, gosh, they've got a hold of this growth. You know, some areas grow fast, and that can be a good thing and a bad thing sometimes. And so it gives you a lot of confidence when you see how well the city has a good hold on things, and just everything that Mayor Battle and Shane Davis are doing for the city is pretty great.
Sarah Beth, this podcast launched right after the pandemic. And I would say almost to a person, if I've talked to my guests about challenges that they're facing in their sector, they talk about workforce and workforce development. How do you pitch Huntsville to potential employees?
Well, that's been a lot of fun. And I've had to learn the city myself to be able to get to do that for our younger employees. And a lot of times, obviously, when we're recruiting and when I'm pitching it to either an existing employee or a new employee, they are, you know, more that 20 to 30 age bracket, which I am not. And so it's fun to hear that there's so many young people wanting to come here, and there's much more of a social scene for those people. I think that my perception was, how much is there really for these 20 and 30 year olds to do? Do they really want to come here? Is there really stuff going on for a young single person or a young family? And the answer is absolutely yes. Like, we're seeing much more interest. It's very normal now that you have a young single person wanting to move back to Huntsville that grew up here or has never lived in Huntsville and wants to come here.
Is finding skilled workers still an issue for the construction business, or is that getting better?
Yeah, absolutely. No, labor is definitely still an issue, especially in Huntsville. You've got, because there are so many different things going on in Huntsville, and you've got a large workforce that's working on the arsenal. When I think about construction, you've got construction that's happening on the arsenal and construction off the arsenal. And because of the growth, yeah, it's absolutely a hard place to find people because there is a lot going on. But I would say the positive thing is Huntsville's proximity to Atlanta, Nashville, and Birmingham. As the folks here get tied up, they can pull from some of the workforce of those other cities. Of course, those spots are busy as well. But yeah, workforces continue to be a problem for us. And I don't think we see an easy answer on that on the horizon. I don't think it's, that's going to clear up in 24. I think this is going to be an issue we're going to be dealing with for years.
Are there any specific programs or organizations helping you all work on this?
Oh gosh, yes. And that's been really exciting for us to be a part of. Internally, we have come leaps and bounds on, okay, how do we just conquer this problem ourselves? What can we do to develop the workforce? And it's been exciting to see us pour resources, time, money into developing the next workforce. We have a great program for students or young adults who want to come work in the field and want to be a superintendent. It's our assistant field manager program. We've done a great job in really honing that, making it a formal program to give people the best opportunities we can. And then the other part of that, you mentioned organizations, AGC and ABC of Alabama have done incredible things to partner with the construction industry and the subcontracting community to make sure that we're finding ways to recruit really good talent.
Everybody's working on it.
Everybody's working on it. We're all getting there, but it's just it's a small piece at a time, but we're getting there.
Well, much to the horror of your Auburn architecture professor, probably, we're speaking during Women in Construction Week. Have you noticed more women going into construction?
Yes, absolutely. I worried a little bit about, you mentioned the pandemic a minute ago. So I did worry a little bit at that time frame. Is this going to slow the interest of women getting into construction? There were just so many new challenges, especially for families that had children and had two working parent households. But yes, I mean, from when I came out of school, there were a few girls that were in building science, were in the building science program at Auburn when I was there. But certainly now it is so much more common that you will interview females as much as, not quite as much as males, but certainly we hire a lot of folks from the civil engineering programs as well, mechanical engineering, and you have females in those programs too. So yes, it's becoming much more commonplace. Certainly still there are the higher male population in construction, but I think women, you know, have unique perspectives to offer. I remember coming out of school and what people would say is not, you're a female. They would say, gosh, you're young. And they were right. I was young and I didn't know much. And so I always was like, oh, they didn't even say anything about me being a girl. That's nice. But yeah, I think that you're going to continue to see more interest there.
And what about beyond that? What are some other changes you've seen over the years? You have not been in the business for decades and decades, but you certainly, I would guess, have seen some changes. I think one of the first stories I did for Business Alabama was on Spot the Robot at Brasfield.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, it was on the cut, and Spot was on the cover.
Spot was on the cover.
I remember that.
And that shed a light on robotics at work. What are some other changes you've seen?
Yeah, well, you kind of took one of my examples away from me. I was getting ahead on your questions. Now you're getting ahead on my answers. But no, certainly the software and hardware like Spot, we've seen a ton of innovation as far as just, you know, when I came out of school, I mean, this is just one of the really simple things is that I had hard plans and we had plan tables everywhere. And while you still come across some hard plans on a job site, when I say hard plans, you know, your big blueprints. And now, you know, that is all on our iPads. And that is an easy switch. And it's funny to think back to when we just had stacks and stacks of plans everywhere. So that's just a simple way that, yeah, everything's changed. Everything, having our iPads, having everything at our fingertips is amazing. And I think that it provides us so much more productivity, just being able to have answers so much faster when you're on a job site. You're not having to go back to the trailer and get answers. You've got everything you need in that iPad.
Did Spot ever visit North Alabama?
You know, Spot did make some trips up here, and I can't remember what job he walked around, but how neat is that guy? He is great.
He really is. It's a lot of fun to watch him.
So
can I ask you to look into your crystal ball and give us all the answers about what's going to be happening in the next few years, not only with you, but with Brasfield and Gorey and maybe construction in general?
Yeah, and I can really probably speak more to Huntsville construction. You know, because of the publicity in Huntsville, there's so many folks coming here. And for us, that means we've been here for years. There's other general contractors opening up offices here, which is a good thing. There's enough work for everybody to go around. But because of Huntsville's growth too, the infrastructure's really got to grow to support that population. And so I think in Huntsville construction, you're going to see a lot of exciting projects. The things that folks are throwing around right now about what their next deal they're going to pitch for Huntsville, it's so exciting, incredible. You're like, wait, they're talking about Huntsville for that? Just unbelievable stuff. And so, you know, some of those things will happen and some of them won't, but there are a lot of exciting things being brought. So I think we're going to see things that we never dreamed would be in Huntsville, Alabama in the next 10 years start to really come together. I think there's a lot of talk of Spaceman coming here. There's another huge government agency that's been coming here over the last couple of years. And so I think the more that some things are headquartered at the arsenal, it just leads to that many more jobs outside the arsenal, whether it's the government contractors that support the arsenal and then the families that move here because of it and the infrastructure that has to follow them. Mm-hmm. As far as Brasfield and Gorey, I can see us continuing to really diversify in this market. I think that it'll be very common that the healthcare infrastructure is going to have to grow to support all of North Alabama. And I can see us very involved in the healthcare sector, very involved in the commercial sector, very involved in the government sector.
I'd like to pivot just a bit to some questions that we call business casual. And they're kind of pop culture-y, but they might have something to do with business, depending on what you're listening to and reading. Do you listen to podcasts? Can you tell me what you're listening to?
Yes, I do listen to podcasts. We have a Brasfield and Gorey podcast that I listen to, and that's more of an internal thing. And then in addition to that, I really got into the Murdoch case. And I know that's what everybody's talking about, but my husband really listened to every single one, I think. And I listen to several of those. And so when I'm driving, I will turn those on. It's very common also. I read a lot, but I also listen to audiobooks when I'm in the car. And I was listening to one yesterday that was pretty interesting. I'm going to have to pull the name up here, but it's an old book and it's really popular, but it's called The Road Less Traveled. And I think after the very famous How to Win Friends and Influence People and The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, it's one of the best-selling books. So that is something our group at church is reading, and that was really interesting. So I was listening to that in the car yesterday. It talks a lot about discipline and willpower, so I try to put some of that to work today.
What's the last book you actually read?
Oh, gosh. Well, I can't. I'm afraid I might be judged because I do read just some, you know, what is traditional called chick lit. I read a book called Carrie Soto is Back, and it was about a tennis player that made a comeback. And it was just fiction, but it was great.
What's the last TV series you binged?
Okay, well, I hope you've got another hour to hear me talk about it. But I was at a party, and a lady that was there kept mentioning White Lotus. And so she was cracking me up because every time I would walk past her having a conversation, she'd be talking about it. And she said, oh, my gosh, I'm talking about it again. I'm sorry. But I said, okay, after that, I had to go home and watch it. And so I watched White Lotus. That was the end of the year, first of this year, and I loved it. I thought it was great. It was just enough drama, but it was really lighthearted and funny at the same time. And so I could really watch that at the end of the day, and it would just make me forget about, you know, anything else.
What would you consider a perfect Saturday?
I try to not leave my house on Saturday. I think it's just the hectic pace of our life during the week. But I love just to be home with our family on weekends. We have a 5-year-old son. And so my husband, Sam, and our son, Walter, we spend a lot of time in the yard, a lot of time outside. So my perfect Saturday is definitely being around the house, but being outside. I would probably do a workout in the morning and then take the dog for a walk and then do some yard work. It doesn't sound very exciting, but it sounds really great to me.
Well, I want to wind this up with a couple of these questions that could be more work-oriented. First of all, what's the best part of your job?
Well, I would definitely say interacting with the folks, not only at Brassfield and Gorey, but the industry. It's a lot of fun over the years to build relationships. I've recently counted this. I've lived in 12 cities since I graduated college 20 years ago. Now, Huntsville, I anticipate, is going to be the final one. But in moving around with construction, you meet and make relationships from working in job trailers and working with subcontractors. And the most fun thing is how those relationships come back in your life years later in a totally different location. And so I always love the part of our job where I can reconnect with somebody who's been a part of an old job or a former coworker. I have a coworker that was actually my first boss in the construction trailer when I came out of college. And that was in Knoxville, Tennessee. Well, he also lives in Huntsville now, and he is a customer and works for a developer. And so it's just a great example that I tell our folks, our younger folks, you never know how the people you go to college with and who you know when you're young will come back into your lives. And so seeing those people again and rebuilding relationships or building on old relationships is a whole lot of fun. And then the other thing I would say is just the excitement of being at a company like Brassfield and Gorey. We've had a lot of growth over years, and we've got a lot more growth to come. So I think I get really excited and passionate just for the folks who have come to work at Brassfield and Gorey who are 25 years old and they're out of college and they have got their whole career ahead of them. Because I think about, gosh, you are with the best company. There are going to be so many opportunities for you. And so I get really excited to just get to witness that and to watch how quickly a 24-year-old can be put on a job site and learn a lot of new stuff. And the next thing you know, 5 years later, you're watching them having been promoted and now they're running the job site. And so just watching I say kids, they're not kids, but watching the younger generation come in, learn so much and just know so much more than I feel like I did and just be savvier than me. And you just get real excited about the future of the company.
I'll end with this. Despite the advice you were given at Auburn early on in your career, I'm sure you've been given some good advice along the way. Can you tell me one or two pieces of the best advice you've been given?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, I've been given a lot, I'm sure. I've asked for a lot. I would have to say anything Mr. Gorey says, I tend to think, is so wise. He's left a big impression on me, although I haven't known him very well personally. But he, you know, one of the foundations of the company is just living by the golden rule. And so I guess if I had to pick out one piece of advice that if I can live that every day, and I'm not saying I do, and but if I can take that piece of advice, I feel like that so many other things are taken care of if you can just do that one thing.
Well, Sarah Beth, I can't thank you enough for joining me today on the podcast.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and thanks for your interest in our growth in Huntsville and for Brassfield and Gorey.
My thanks to Sarah Beth Wilcox and to you, the listener, for joining me today on the Business Alabama podcast. Until next time, this is Alec Harvey. Find more from Business Alabama in our monthly magazine and online at businessalabama.com.